free fuel for you and four of your friends with Shell's free fuel promotion. Head to shell.com.au/free fuel for all the details.
Karaoke.
Neville, a carpenter from Lang Warren. Hi, Neville.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Very well, Neville. Neville, you excited about Tradiokio, us taking tradies to Japan?
I cannot wait.
Well, Neville, consider this an informal audition. We'll register at fox.com.au if you do want to come with us. But in the meantime, what are you going to perform?
I am going to perform Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days.
Oh, yeah. What a song. Well, cast you by glory days. Girls are glory days. Oh, glory days.
Shout out to the Collingwood hero Tyson Goldsack, who's so obsessed with Bruce Springsteen, he actually tried to find Bruce's house. He actually has a real problem.
Cool.
He's properly obsessed with Bruce.
Now, Neville, great song choice. We're loving it. Off you go. Take it away.
I was a big baseball player. Back in high school, I could throw that speedball by, make you look like a fool, boy. I saw him the other night at this hotel bar. I was walking in, he was walking out. We went back inside, sat down, had a few drinks, but all we kept talking about, glory days. Glory days, glory days.
Yes.
Well done, Nev.
Great stuff at the keyboard parts. Had it all going. Great work.
Really
from
enjoyed
Neville.
That.
He's on the standby list to win this great prize.
Yes. Now we've got Steve from Moonday. Spark. Sorry, who's that? Yes, Steve.
Cabinet
what
maker.
Are you, cabinet maker from Moonday? Hey,
I'm a
Steve.
Cabinet maker. Yes.
Steve, what are you going to sing for us today?
I'm going to sing Bed of Roses from Bon Jovi.
Yes. You're down in a bed of roses. Steve, as far as I'm concerned, you cannot go wrong here.
You can't go wrong.
What a song.
Hopefully not.
Nah, you'll nail this.
Okay, good luck, Steve.
Sitting here wasted and wounded with this old piano, trying hard to capture the moment. This morning I don't know. 'Cause the bottle of vodka still lodged in my head, and some blonde gave me nightmares. Think that she's still in my bed. As I dream about movies they won't make of me when I'm dead.
Oh, here we go.
I wanna lay you down your bed of roses for a night's sleep on a bed of nails. I wanna be just as close as the Holy Ghost is. Lay you down on a bed of roses.
Oh, Steve. Wow, what a, tell you what, Neville and Steve this morning, this has been exceptional.
This is unbelievable.
So
the
good.
Actual auditions we did for Tokyo were nowhere near as
good as this.
And here we are, 5 to 7 going for some race tickets and we're all on fire. One more here, Fief.
Jordan and Sparky from Malvern. Hey, Jordan.
How you going?
Oh, Jordan, nice voice. Good tone. Yes, oh, hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
That's got Boxy up and about.
Jordan, what are you going to perform for us?
I'm going to do Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver.
Oh, John Denver. Feb will know John Denver from this.
I expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this.
I was thinking the same thing. That John Denver's full of man.
There you go. And he's going to sing this for us.
Oh, what a song.
Take me home to the place I belong.
All right, okay.
Great song choices.
Fantastic.
Take it away, mate.
All right, here we go. Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home down country road.
Oh, that was superb.
What has happened this morning?
Wow, why is everyone so good today?
I've just been blown away.
All right, of course, the prize is a good
Jordan,
one. Up for grabs. The prize is excellent. It is the Stella Artois Caulfield Cup, October 19th. That's this Saturday, Caulfield Racecourse, mrc.racing.com. It is you and four mates. There's plenty on the line.
You couldn't give one to all of them, could
well, you?
Could feel everyone
like
be a winner,
then,
Byron?
Well, then it's 12 mates, so I don't think so. I think there can really only be one winner. And so good luck with making your decision.
You got a great voice, Jordan, but Steve from Murnda, that got me up and about. John Bon Jovi.
Steve, well done!
Well played, that was tough. Gee, well done, Steve.
Enjoy the ponies, brother.
Really harsh on Jordan.
As you said, I would have loved to have given all of them a pass.
I know. What
Leon,
a shame we can't. Leon.
It is a shame. No. Well,
Leon, get prizes for everyone.
Okay. Well, it's just, then it's not a competition.
Well, just Jordan and Neville were just so good.
Okay, we'll see how we go. It is 2 minutes to seven here on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Today, of course, it is Tuesday. That only could possibly mean one thing on this show.
Husey Tuesday.
Husey!
Guys, konnichiwa.
Husey, I knew you'd love this. You've obviously heard we are taking tradies to the home of karaoke. Our segment we've made famous, Tradioke, is now going to be Tradiokio for a week when we're in Japan. And the thing is, we've never been to Japan, Husey, but you've been to Japan.
Yeah, I went to Japan last year with the family. And you know what? We spent most of our time, well, me and the three kids spent most of our time doing karaoke.
True.
Absolutely. Yes. My wife would give her some break and I'd say, kids, we're going to karaoke, and we would just hang out and just sing our to our heart's content.
A couple of mocktails.
And the kids had a couple of, what do they drink? I don't know. They drink a lot of water, which is great, isn't it? Because they eat a lot of donuts. So they drink water, eat donuts. So, yeah, my youngest daughter is Avicii is her big go. So, yeah.
Wake me up when I'm.
Yeah, what's that one? That's the one she sang. Yes,
unfortunately, he can't wake up anymore.
The late Avicii.
Well, yeah, I know. We can't. We don't go down that track. But yes,
like that.
We are, though, although Husey, Fev and I are taking. We're taking babies.
He's having a long sleep.
Well, it's just an observation.
Well, don't make it worse, anyway, Susie, please.
We're taking our kids. Is there anything we should know about Japan in terms of being kid-friendly? Like, particularly, we've got babies.
Yes.
Yeah, look, you can do all your dining at 7-Elevens. That's the thing.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, it is. The 7-Eleven sushi is to die for, basically.
Really?
So I'm going to go down that track again. But, yes, the 7-Eleven sushi is where you want to be, and we ate most of that. Yeah, but you're not allowed. The problem with that, though, is you're not meant to eat on the street. So,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no one eats on the street.
So no one's walking along eating a bag of chips?
No, that's really disrespectful. You can't even have a takeaway coffee
Fev.
On the as you
hey,
walk.
I'll,
yeah.
I'll
no, I'm worried about
rule.
Fev. I'm not going to be honest. I've got to be honest. I'm worried about Fev because when I was there when Brian Lake was over there, remember Brian
Lake?
Oh,
yeah, he got locked up.
He got locked up. So we got locked up and I think it was over.
I don't think
we
it
were.
Was for eating on the street, though.
No, it wasn't. But you got to be careful with the grog as well. But, yeah, so I'm just, yeah. I was always, do I go visit him? I'm in the country.
You should have popped in.
I should have visited Brian. I really should have, but I thought he's done Survivor. He's going to be fine, you know.
Anyway, good to get some tips there from Husey. He is going to hang around. It is Husey Tuesday because he drives you home. Husey Kate with Ed Cavalier. For your Arvos here on The Fox. We'll come back with Husey.
101.9 The Fox.
Every Tuesday, Dave Hughes joins us.
Husey Tuesday.
Husey, we need to talk Masked Singer.
Yeah,
Channel
we
10
do.
7:30 yep. tonight, and you. This is our last week, Hughie.
Yeah, I can't stress this enough, guys. People, this has snuck up on us, but it's finals week, and it's not finals week like in MKR when that goes for like 3 months. You know, this is finals week. This is the second last live show is tonight.
Wow. So,
yeah, two masks come off tonight, so you get a double whammy eviction. And then after that, you've got after the show, there's a behind the mask.
Ooh.
So you, yeah, another a special episode, which is, you know, things that go on behind the mask.
So do you get to sit down with Cody and Miley tonight or?
So.
What's he going to say to that?
Okay.
We have a strong question.
We have a strong suggestion. We really believe that the robot is Cody Simpson. Hughie cannot confirm or deny, obviously.
No.
Who have we got
great
left,
for the
though?
Show,
we've
though.
Got, we've got the unicorn. We've got the wolf.
Yeah, Rob Mills.
We don't know any of this.
We've got the monster.
Yeah, and there's one more.
The spider. Oh, the spider.
Yeah, the prawn was Darren McMullen, no one guessed that, did they?
No one guessed that.
No, so there's
four.
See,
I really
left.
Want to go through my guesses with you, Hughie, but that's just tedious for you, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So how tedious is that getting?
What I've said to the producers, and this is true, I've said we can't have the centimetre heights of the contestants next year.
Yeah.
You know, you can't put the centimetre heights of the contestants on the, you know what I mean? Just can't
You're
do
right.
that.
Everyone, I agree.
Everyone thought I was one of those people. I can't remember which one it was, but
the rhino.
The rhino, that's right. Because I was 191 centimetres. Come on.
Yeah, but you're right too, Hughie, because you know what? You can't actually tell where the head is
exactly.
in some of the costumes. So Kate Sobrano was the lion. Her head was actually the mouth. So you actually think that's a really tall, foreboding woman.
Absolutely.
And then,
the centimetres are on the screen. So anyone
you're
with
right.
Google and, you know, like Leon can just ruin the show for everyone.
Yeah, he ruined it for everybody.
No, he hasn't. No, that's no. People who are invested like Leon, your great producer, is the lifeblood of the show.
Right, great.
Hughie, behind the mask is tonight after the show. I'm quite interested in that. Is that like a This Is Your Life of the person? Or?
Well, we got to sit down. All the guest panel people got
Ray
to
Martin see. Comes out.
No, Ray Martin doesn't come out. There was a producer
Mike
off
Monroe?
Camera.
No? Okay.
No, I had to do, like, we sat on the stage and I had to, you know, where you're talking, do I talk to the person asking me the questions? Do I look at the camera? Where do I look?
Yes,
you know, those sort of ones. Yeah. So you don't know where I look. Do I look at you? Do I look at the camera? I don't know. What am I looking at here? So, and you had to look off camera. So, yeah, you were speaking to the person off camera, but then I would look to the camera and give that big Hughie grin and go, yeah. So it's a big show. Guys, there's three shows left. Two tonight,
absolutely.
One next Monday.
Yeah, it's got picked up again. Congratulations.
Yeah, very happy with that. So it really takes the pressure off when it's already been renewed. So, I mean, it's still worth pumping it up. Don't get me wrong. But.
Well, you've certainly done that. And why not? Fair enough. It is the Masked Singer. It is tonight at 7:30 on 10, followed by Behind the Mask. And then, of course, that one final show where all is revealed.
And you can also catch Hughie with a drive home.
Oh, he's a busy boy, isn't he?
Of course you can.
He'll
absolutely.
Be back here. The Savo. On the Fox.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Dog lovers, owners of dogs, you might be interested in this because for so long, I think dog lovers and dog owners have been discriminated against, particularly if they care for an animal, a dog, and they have no other, they don't have children. Mm-hmm. So whereas parents are allowed to take sick leave or take time off to care for their children
yep.
when they're unwell, now in Norway they've just introduced paternity leave,
like as in dog paw.
Yes. So this is if you need to take time off to care for your dog. Maybe you've got a new puppy. Because it's true, if you've got a puppy, remember when Lizzie Rosie Box was a puppy last year? I even had to bring her into work because I couldn't. She's a puppy. She was only like 2-8 weeks old. I couldn't leave her at home. Well, I was lucky to bring her to work, but a lot of people can't do that.
Well,
they should be able to get.
We didn't want her at work.
Well, whoa. You didn't want her at work.
Well, it was just.
Fev loved her.
I loved her.
She wasn't toilet trained.
I'm all for this, Boxy. This is great.
It's good,
this
isn't
is great
because
you don't want to discriminate because some people can't have kids.
No, and a dog deserves. A little puppy deserves just as much care.
But, this happened in Australia because we've got a lot of people that like to find a little loophole.
I just get
a dog. And say, dog's sick.
Paternity leave.
Got to take a day off. There's
actually,
some loopholes.
Really good point. But the only, well, in Norway where they've done this, they've introduced it. It's a it's only three days.
Okay. That's 3 days. That's
so quite, would you buy a dog just to get 3 days off?
Yeah, but then you can buy more dogs.
I'd probably go with just a sickie. Okay. I just use my sick leave for the 3 days.
Per dog. I mean, now Fev's adopting 10 dogs, so he can have 30 days off.
Yeah, but if you have more babies, it's the same thing.
So you're right, but I guess with a bat, you can't have a bat. You have to wait at least minimum 9 months before you can have another baby. 101.9 The Fox. Now, Hugh Grant, he's gone quiet lately, hasn't he, Fev? We haven't really heard much of Hugh, one of my favourite actors. I say that because Notting Hill and... gosh, it escapes me. What's the other one?
51st Dates.
Oh, no,
or
About a Boy. About a Boy. Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah, that's the one.
So many of my favourite movies. But he's becoming quite a grumpy old man. Let's think about this. He had his first child at the age of 55. So that probably would make you grumpy, I guess, if you're going through that experience.
Menopause.
At a later stage in life. Now, he's gone to the cinema on the weekend.
Definitely not going through menopause, but continue.
He's gone to the cinema on the weekend, and he's mad on Twitter. He's late to the party on Twitter.
Right.
He loves to send out a tweet. So he's gone to the cinema, and this is the tweet he's tweeted. He's obviously seen the new Joker movie, The Joker, and he's written this: "Am I old, or is the cinema much too loud?"
Oh.
In capital letters, unendurable, full stop, pointless, full stop. But then he did the At View Cinemas, which is where he went.
Oh.
So they've jumped on very quickly. Fev, they've written on, they've gone, "I'm so sorry for any disappointment, Hugh. The volume levels in our venue, I can assure you that we do regularly check these to ensure they comply with health and safety standards, but I'll ensure your feedback is passed on to the relevant teams." Hugh, not prepared to cop that. He's
mate,
come
just
back.
Just wait till it comes out in DVD and watch it at home, Hugh.
Exactly. But he's taken on this poor... That's just a poor person who works at the cinema. They've tried to be polite and say, "We'll look into that for you." And he's written back, "Thanks, but you don't even know which cinema I was in, so how can you pass it on?"
Oh,
Hugh. Oh, cranky pants.
Good old Twitter.
Cranky pants. Anyway, they've continued this conversation. It's gone on and on. But, gee, you just don't expect that of Hugh, don't you? What happened to the foppish days where he just flip his hair around and stutter?
They were great days.
I miss those days.
I love Twitter, Boxy. But it can get you in a lot of trouble, Twitter, because you just vent. And often it's after a few beers.
Oh, gee.
But I was coming into Spring Carnival, and this reminded me of this on the weekend, because this jockey actually won a big race. And it was Mark Zara. He's a great jockey. I don't know him, but he's very good. He's in the top five around Australia, isn't he?
Yeah, no, well, Zara does well.
Yeah, it does very well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was sitting at home on a Wednesday just having a little bit of a flick through through Foxtel, and Sky popped up.
Whoops.
Anyway, and then I thought, oh, I might as well have a little bit of a dabble. And he was riding two favourites at Morphettville in Adelaide. And one was about $1.50, one was $1.60. I've loaded up.
Okay.
I've combined
gamble responsibly.
Yeah, gamble responsibly, but if you've got it, spend it.
Well, or don't.
And I've loaded up, and he butchered both of them. He really butchered it.
How did he do that?
Oh, he just rode it on the fence. There was a five-horse race, and he got stuck. How do you get stuck with five horses anyway? So I unleashed on the Wednesday on Twitter. And I got a lot of feedback back. People were like, yep.
What did you say? What did you unleash with?
I just said he's absolutely butchered it. You're a crook. Something like that.
Oh, you called him a crook.
But it's just frustration of a punter. And he's not like that. He's obviously a very nice guy.
Yeah.
And I've never met this bloke before, never seen him in real life. Rock up to the footy show the Thursday night last year, just before the Caulfield Cup, which is about this time last year. This would be a year ago.
Mm. Yeah.
And they had a couple of jockeys in the show with the Caulfield Cup, and Mark Zara was in there.
No.
Oh, no. I didn't even know what he looked like. And they said, "We've got Damien Oliver, Mark Zara." And I looked at him. He looked at me. He read the tweet. He gave me nothing. Absolute donuts.
You called him a crook.
Oh, no, but I backed him on the weekend, and he won, so he's a legend.
Woo-hoo!
Well done, Zara.
101.9 The Fox. Here's an interesting question for you, Fev.
Yeah,
where do you think the money's at in Melbourne or in the world these days for school leavers who want to have a financially secure future?
I reckon there might be a couple of big $100 Don Bradman bills hiding around your house somewhere.
No,
in that big mansion of yours.
No, I asked this
Some people
because...
have wine cellars. You have a little mint down there.
No, I don't. A CEO did a talk on the weekend, and I thought this was quite interesting. He was saying that these days, school leavers are still caught up back, you know, 20, 40, 50 years ago. When leaving school, you aspired to be a lawyer or a doctor. Mm-hmm. You know how these, you know, year 12 students, they look at their TER score and they say, oh, you know, I can get into law or I can get into Melbourne University and do arts. Where he was saying that's a really old-fashioned way of looking at it because now there is so – like areas like IT or technology or science can be gold mines 100%. In terms of building
anything to do with apps.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, our mate Keegs, right, who obviously does his thing here on the Fox, he also can do all this other stuff that we don't know how to do, like coding and all this techo stuff. And he developed some app and some software program. He sells to radio stations all over the world, and he's got this unbelievable business because he's got all these tech skills that I wouldn't have a clue what he does.
Yeah, I've got
See,
no
that's
tech skills.
It. And I was thinking this, you know, it's getting to the end of the year and a lot of year 12 students, the pressure's on, what do they want to do with their lives, what score are they going to get? And I think there is still that old school, oh, get into Melbourne and do law or get in and be a doctor. And I think we've got this maybe a bit back to front these days. And I thought we could do, I guess, a community service for these school leavers, 13, 10, 60. Let's find out. Where is the money at in Melbourne? Like, what are the secret jobs that you don't realise are a gold mine? Mm. Maybe you've got one of them. Maybe you're doing a job at the moment that isn't a popular job. It's not on the list at schools for, you know, they often do counselling, the job counsellors, career counsellors. They might not have it on their list, but it's actually a great vocation if you want financial security.
131060 like is the number here.
Where's your money at?
Yeah, Melbourne, where's the cash at?
Where's the cash at? Where's the cash at? Where's the cash at?
Oh, wow.
Which
is what we prepared earlier.
Right. Yeah, so if you've got a job that nobody knows is actually a gold mine,
but I reckon
you're
if you're a big dog lawyer, Boxy, like a big dog, like you're the best, you'd make a fortune, wouldn't you?
Well, you're right. Look, don't get me wrong.
It cost me a fortune. I was on the phone to him for 10 minutes and he rang me. I didn't even ring him.
Some old professions still are very well paid, but it's, I guess it's those surprising ones.
I'm not taking away anything from doctors or lawyers.
Yep. 131060. Let's see how we go on the phones. Plenty of calls coming through. Where is the cash at?
1019, The Fox.
Where's the cash at? Where's the cash at?
Where's the cash at, Pete?
Okay, that makes me sound really money grubbing. I brought this up because
a CEO
was talking about on the weekend the way school leavers are still thinking the way school leavers thought maybe 40, 50 years ago, which was the only way or the only professions to make money are sort of the lawyers and the doctors. And don't get me wrong, they're still where the money's at. They're great professions. But there are so many other vocations that will provide you with a stable financial future. And we thought, there are school leavers now that will be about to do exams and probably thinking what they want to do with their future. Let's find out what are those jobs that have cash.
Back in the old days, it was lawyers, doctors. Now you got influencers, YouTube, Instagram, where people are making a lot of money.
Yes, there's industries that I don't think people realise. You can make loads of money. We've got Anna in Eltham North. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Fifi.
Anna, what do you do for a job that that gets you lots of cash?
Cybersecurity.
Ooh, good.
Now, what is that, Anna, and how would I do it? Like, how hard? that sounds hard.
Fifi's interested in the cash part of it, but what about the work?
So I kind of fell into it from a technology role back when the internet was taking off. Yes, that's a while ago, but 95. And I absolutely had no idea what it would be like in the future. It was just as people lived their lives more online, they needed their information protecting, and there you go.
And what would you get a year for that?
If we may ask.
Around the 300 grand mark.
Whoa!
Oh, gee, wow. Anna. cyber security. Jot that one down.
Okay, we're making notes as we speak, guys. This is good info here.
Yeah, these are jobs or vocations that school leavers may not realise will provide a great financial future.
I think, Roxy, there might be a stat. I might be wrong, but I think I'm 99% right, that Melbourne in Australia, so Melbourne is the worst for cyber theft. We get sucked in the most.
Right.
Really? So we're the most
gullible state
in the world.
Putting their all their details online and then getting obviously all their identity theft, stolen money.
We could check in quickly with Anna if you want on that.
Can we ask Anna?
Are Melbourne people gullible and falling for this stuff?
I think people in general, because they want to connect online, they want to download apps.
Right. Okay. So it's more general, but we'll drill that down.
I'll stand by. Mm.
No, absolutely.
My statement.
I'm off topic now, but you know, some apps you think you just paid for, but you pay a fee every month. That's
Yeah, I know. It's,
well, you just go into the app. Well, you just go into the app and you cancel your subscription.
Just letting people know. Be careful. that's my own form of cybersecurity. Andrew.
There's $300,000.
Andrew from, I love this, Q&LA. Hi, Andrew.
How are you doing?
Good, oh. Andrew.
Ooh. Jeez, the line's not very good.
Or LA.
Or in LA. Yeah. Andrew, what's your job?
I work for a rocket manufacturer in LA. I run around the world selling rocket services.
Okay, sounds like a robot.
No, but you know what? We got what we needed out of that. Andrew's a rocket manufacturer.
Oh, my. Wow. We might just pop you on hold for a second, and then we're
rocket
just going to reestablish the line here, because this seems unbelievable. Here we go.
Yeah.
Bring him back.
Andrew, you're back online. How do you make rockets?
He's gone. It's not quite there yet, but I'd imagine it's quite a profitable industry, making rockets.
No, I imagine it's profitable. How do I do it?
Okay, here he is. He's back.
Hey, Andrew.
Okay. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, got you. So how did you get into this? How hard is it to get into making rockets?
Well, I don't make them, but I sell them. I did mathematics and computer science, and then got involved in the satellite industry, and now I sell services to satellite manufacturers, and we launch their satellites via rocket.
Are you on a space station now?
No, I'm in a car in queue. So.
There he goes. Okay. Wow.
But that's great, because you're right. Like, Trump would pay a fair bit for some rockets, wouldn't he?
We don't sell munitions, but yeah, plenty of people sell a lot of pay a lot for it.
So you know, old mate, the North Korean president, he just lets them off for no reason. Rockets. What would they cost per rocket?
Probably about $20 million.
Oh, jeez.
Remember they just do like a little test and they go, oh, we're just shooting it into the sea. That's $20 million just going, shoo.
Wow.
So, Andrew, yeah. Maths and sciences is where it's at.
What percentage do you get out of that?
Not me. Only 2%.
2% of $20 million, though?
What's 2% of $20 million?
$200,000.
I wish I did.
$200,000.
I wish I did.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, Fee, before you get into rocket manufacturing?
It just sounds a bit too hard for me, but.
Thanks so much for your call. A couple of great tips there on the Fox with Fee, Fev, and Byron. That's where the cash is at, guys.
Rockets.
20 past 8.
101.9. The Fox.
Oh, yes, Melbourne's talented tradies have always called up our segment Tradeyoki Fief, and it's always been, you know, a bit of fun, but it just keeps going from strength to strength.
That's right. First, we had our tradies on the world-famous rooftop. Then we took one of our tradies, Jai, the pest controller from Templestowe Lower. He was on stage at Marvel Stadium for R&B Fridays Live, performing to tens of thousands. And now we are taking tradies to the home of karaoke, where it all began. Tokyo-kyo.
Wow.
Tokyo for Tradeyokyo.
Correct.
And now yesterday we're taking auditions, but you can register at fox.com.au. That's to officially audition. And yesterday we had a good friend of ours,
Little Big John.
Little Big John.
Very good friend. Such a good friend, you couldn't remember his name.
No. I paused because I wanted to get it right so it wasn't offensive.
Right.
Little Big John, he's called Tradeyoki quite a number of times.
Yes.
Now, can we hear his performance?
Here it is.
I was thrown off beat and my feet got tired. And talking to DJ, decided to be fired. He was tougher than sliding. He would try bad moves. Second DJ didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, Byron embarrassed us again.
He had
the audacity to question whether being a chef was a trade. Yeah. Now, you got smashed on social media, as you should have, Byron. Of course, chef is a trade.
Yeah, no, I don't know why, but maybe some people are guilty of this. You think trade, you just think sort of tradie with tools.
You think
stuff.
Tools.
And I got it mixed up, and I apologise. Of course, a chef is a trade.
That
is an official retraction from me. I apologise,
yes.
Fief.
Well, a trade is a job requiring manual skills and special training.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, really?
Yes, just I knew that.
Yep.
Now, we should discuss this, though, because this is a big prize. We're taking tradies with us to Japan.
Right.
How far will we open the trade pool? Like, what are we going to accept?
Well, let's throw some out there and see if they match up with Thief's definition of what a trade actually is. What about
someone that's
a signal controller? You know, the people that do stop-go?
That's a tradie.
That's a tradie.
Well, hang on, what course do you do for that?
You'd have to do some sort of course.
Do you?
I don't think you do, actually.
Well, you can just rock up and do it.
I'm pretty sure you can. I don't know. But I think they're tradies.
Okay, so a signal controller is a tradie.
What about the traffic controllers who volunteer to get kids to school safely?
Lollipop ladies.
Yeah. I don't know that they call themselves that anymore, Byron.
Or men, lollipop men.
Yeah, lollipop men or ladies.
Would they be a trade? I mean, would we accept a lollipop man?
What have you got against tradies?
Sort of looks like a trade.
I'm just wondering.
Really
shutting
tradies. Hey,
what about nannies and childcare workers? Are they
come on. It's tradie-okey, and you just want to make sure that they're tradies that are going. That's all
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, so what if we stick with this definition? A trade is a job requiring manual skills and special training.
Okay.
Every job requires special training.
If you're not a tradie, just say you're a groupie. We're taking them.
Well,
you're right. So if you want to just come along and enjoy the ride, head to fox.com.au to be a groupie. I love that.
A couple of those lollipop people could come.
It's funny.
They could be groupies.
We've got conflicting reports on traffic controllers, by the way, Fief. I'm looking at two calls here. One saying they don't need training and one saying that they do need training. So I don't know who to believe. Catherine's in Doncaster. Do they need training or not?
Yes, we do. I'm actually a traffic controller. And you do a two-day course. You have to go and do like a just a lesson. And then you have to do two types of tests. So you do like an on-site test in their facility. And then you have to do a written test. You also need your first aid. So you 100% need qualifications. You can't just...
Wow.
Well, then they're in. I mean, they're in,
guys.
There we go. Sorry about that. Yep, they're in. Any other trades we want to quickly...
Could you say a trade is, though... You've got to say what your trade is.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's true, isn't it? Like, to be a tradie, you've got to have a trade.
Yeah.
What's your trade?
Yeah, well, traffic control.
If you can answer that and say what your trade is...
Radio broadcast.
You're coming.
Radio broadcast.
We're tradies.
Okay, good. We all qualify, and it's all thanks to Sheen Panel Service. Now that we've broadened that, I think even more people know now, Fief, that they have a chance to win. Fantastic. 27 past 8.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
Hey, let's talk Turkish TV for a second.
What a delight.
Oy, okay, Brendan.
You're really Turkish delight.
Well
Look
done.
At you.
That was
oh, gosh.
Strong.
Our producers gave me nothing.
They're not tuned in.
They've tuned out since about 3 weeks ago.
Now, something happened on Turkish TV. A woman fainted. Now, this is great. Let's listen to the audio. You won't, unless you can speak Turkish, which I can't, you might not understand what's happening.
A little bit.
It's a reality TV show over in Turkey.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's called, in translation, You're My Hairdresser. Now, the idea is that contestants have their looks transformed by hairdressers and then they do a reveal.
Strong.
It's like a makeover show.
Yeah, strong.
So this woman had 30 centimetres cut off her hair.
That's a ruler?
So she had, she clearly had hair because it's now sort of just below her shoulders, but it was obviously right down to her butt. And they've taken it up 30 centimetres. You don't need to understand the language. Just hear the reaction.
Oh, gee, wow.
I believe that. Do we have a doctor in the house?
What have you done?
Oh, whoa.
She's collapsed. She's fully collapsed on live television and fainted after seeing her hair.
Right.
Now, I mean, boys, you might not relate to this, but I guess when a you can have a hair change and women have long hair and can go short or change colour and you can have a reaction that's almost visceral, like you can either want to be sick or feel like your life's over. I mean, hair's a very personal thing.
What about when you had that sort of tiger stripe in your hair? Did you faint when that happened?
No, because I was deluded. I thought that actually looked good.
Most people I see get their hair cut at Runway Room, walk out with a big smile.
So. Okay, of course that's just they a promotion do. For your wife's business. So.
Or faint because they're so happy. Okay, you can, well, you can happy
no,
faint.
No, they faint when I walk in.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Well, we love this guest. We love her on all the TV shows that we've seen her on. The Weekly, Have You Been Paying Attention, and many, many more. Utopia, of course. Fifi Fevan Byron on The Fox with Kitty Flanagan in the studio, woo! Guys.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, Kitty, so good to see you.
I know. I haven't seen you for ages.
I know. And maybe I am here in this, I'm in my bedroom at home.
And I feel really bad because I asked to see your dog, not your baby.
I know. That was very funny. Was Where's your puppy?
Where's your dog?
I know. And as I explained to you, because she sits outside this window in my spare bedroom here and barks at possums, she has to go and sit in the laundry while Mummy's on air.
Oh,
so
I hope she's doing some washing. Make herself useful. Put a few loads on.
Just quickly, guys. Thief's literally got the book in his hand. Kitty has a new book, 488 Rules for Life.
Yeah, just a few.
Available in store and online now.
I've also been told it could be called 488 Reasons I'm Single.
No, I've read through the book, Boxy. It's brilliant.
Yeah. What I love about rules. It is there's not only are there not 488 rules in it, which is one of my favourite things about it, but also I love that you said that it's not a book for you, it's for other people.
Yeah, and brilliant. I'll tell you what, I take issue with you saying there's not 488 rules because I came damn close, can I say?
Okay, right. Well,
it's very close. It's very close to 488. I just fell a few short, and I did say the last rule is lower your expectations. That way you can never be disappointed.
Producer Leon Boxy would love this rule. It's rule 351. It's about sport. You only have Friday and Monday to talk about the weekend's game. That's it.
Yeah.
I love
a day
that.
Of pre-game
that.
Chat and one day of post-game chat. That's plenty.
And nothing during the week.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, get on with the rest of your life.
You'd love that.
Yeah, no, Leon's giving that the big thumbs up. Where would that leave all those sports radio? I mean, they talk about
SCN sports.
Well, that's
stuff.
Their job. That's a bit different.
Okay, fine.
That's their job. Just for punters.
And
just
we are
punters.
Going to Japan, Boxy.
Yes.
So I've obviously gone through the book. Rule number 146.
I love that you've actually read the book, Bev. Yeah.
Sit down to eat. In parts of Japan, they fine you for walking and eating. I'm stuffed.
Yeah, no, never walk and eat. You're not enjoying your food. And I love the fact that they fine you for that. I'd like that brought in here as
well. You'd love it brought into an Australian law.
Yeah, because I was sort of brought up that way. That was how the nuns used to treat us at Catholic school as well. We weren't allowed to walk in the streets and eat. I think it was also you should never walk in the street and smoke either. That's another one. Yeah.
But, I'll just go on the
but
balcony.
Really, when you were schoolgirls, it wasn't really an issue. It was more, don't walk and eat. They said it was cheap and common. But also, you're not enjoying your food. I don't like people that eat food for fuel. Like, food should be something you enjoy, not that just powers you through the day. Like, enjoy your food.
That's rule one for me. I enjoy my food. Boxy, you'll love this one.
Right. Yeah.
Rule 130. Dark chocolate is not a treat.
I agree with you. Yes,
all those
Kitty.
People, and they go, and then they try and be really healthy about it. And they go, no. Oh, I just need one square at the end of a meal. It's just it's like, you know why you need one square? Because it's not nice. If it was milk
That's
chocolate,
awful.
Try and stop at one
Kitty,
square.
It's very low in sugar, very high in antioxidants.
No, Byron,
and very low
not.
In taste.
Okay, well, that's probably right, actually.
It's bitter and unpleasant.
It
okay,
is.
There we go.
A bit like
now,
me.
We just said this, Kitty. So your brother's a chef in Japan.
Yeah, well, he's not a chef anymore. He was a chef, and then he worked it out. He's moved up to the ski fields where he now has a little cafe, and he works 7 months of the
sells
year.
Sells dark chocolate.
Sells, worse than that, he charges Australians on the ski fields an extortionate amount for really good coffee. So he's really coining it up there, just selling coffee and toasties. He does both things very well. So he used to be a chef, and now he's a coffee and toasty maker.
Well, he wouldn't have to worry about this rule, would he, Boxy? Rule 73. I'm in trouble because I always talk to Byron. Don't ever wonder what the poor people are doing.
Hey, whoa.
I hate it when people say, no, I wonder what the poor people, you know what they're doing? Wondering about how they're going to pay their rent and where their next meal's coming from. Questions answered.
There we go.
Why do you have to wonder?
Well,
I wonder what the poor people are doing. I'll tell you.
Right. You're right. It's not a self-help book at all.
Some people who say, and that's another rule, is don't say first world problems. We live in the first world. Every problem you have is a first world problem. So unless someone comes to you and goes, oh, my God, I've got typhoid, you can go, oh, wow, third world problem.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
that's like another
all
rule.
Of our problems are first world problems.
Yes.
One of the other rules is don't say I'm going to do a country. You don't
no,
like that. Yes.
When people say, oh, I can't wait to do Japan. It's like, it's unnecessarily sexual. Just say, I want to go there.
Yeah.
Just say, I want to do Japan.
Yeah, there's a bit of that on Instagram.
What
people
are you
go
do, like, bend it over?
Yeah. No. Oh, wow. Okay, here we go.
Come on.
Okay.
This is a great book. Get
the kids are at school already. Come on.
Feb's got his copy already. We will try and get that one off him or get it in store and online now. 488 Rules for Life. Kitty Flanagan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
101.9 The Fox.
First.
You're a tradie, and you can sing. Then you should enter, and you could win. We're taking you to Tokyo to sing at all the karaoke bars.
Ohayou gozaimashita.
We're taking lots of tradies to the home of karaoke, tradie Okio.
Oh, gottemo jotto.
Fifi, Fair, and Byron want to take you to Japan as tradie Okio.
Can you believe, guys, that it's got to this? You know, it would have been a few years ago. We thought, we'll have a bit of fun on a Tuesday morning. Tradies, sing your hearts out on the radio in a little segment that we called Tradie-oke. And now look where we are, guys. We're going to Japan, the home of karaoke, and we're taking Melbourne tradies with us.
Yes, we are.
Head to fox.com.au if you're a tradie or you know a tradie. Register there because you'll be performing at karaoke bars in Japan, the home of karaoke, or if you just want to come as a groupie.
And you can get on the gas with us three.
You need no qualifications. Just head to fox.com.au and register to come.
Yeah, we're going to have more auditions tomorrow. And we're doing this thanks to Sheen Panel Service. They've been keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. They're tradies themselves. They know the drill. And they are right behind this. So a massive shout out to Sheen Panel Service. We also broadened the definition of what a tradie was today, Fief. I mean, we just want to make sure everyone's involved.
Well, yeah, we just said anyone who is, what was it again? I had the quote with me, Byron. You've thrown me.
Can I have I've got a question for you, Boxy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love a beer.
Right.
That's not a trade.
No. Oh, it could be.
Beer drinker.
Does Japan have pubs?
Oh, like pubs the way we would think of pubs. Yeah. They would have cool bars.
They'll have bars.
No, I'm talking a pub.
I don't know about a corner
pub. I don't think they've got pubs.
Leon, our producer's been there. They're pubs?
Yeah, I watched the AFL Grand Final at a pub in Japan.
Yes. But Leon, is it just like a random, something different, a pub?
There
or
are
pubs
some
everywhere?
Weird bars, but they actually do have some traditional, like, Irish pubs. I was at an Irish pub.
Yes, that's where we're going.
Yeah, but that's like the Outback in London. It's just like one Australian pub.
Just answering the question.
Yeah, don't attack him. I mean, he's trying to help you out.
No, I guess what I'm asking is, do they have Japan pubs? Like Japanese pubs?
Well, they have bars.
They have bars.
You just attacked him.
Well, give him a break. Anyway, by the way, the definition of a trade is a job requiring manual skills and special training. So even, for example, you're a traffic controller where you do the stop, the go.
Yeah.
There are courses for that. We have no problem calling that a trade.
Well, that's also a manual skill.
Absolutely.
Turn the sign,
correct.
Turn it back.
So that is a trade. So there we go. Tradie-oke, good luck, fox.com.au. It is about out of here.
Now you can win free fuel for you and four of your friends with Shell's free fuel promotion. Head to shell.com.au/freefuel for all the details. 101.